through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat, with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim, how are you?
Oh, g'day, guys. Everything's fucked.
Isn't it just? Nah, we'll be alright.
Can I give an image of how you're, like, what you've got going on right now for the listeners? Because I feel like it's very media.
Paint us a picture, Tess.
You've got your laptop, you've got your keyboard, you've got your coffee, you've got your headphones on, and I just feel like it's very media.
Very media.
And before you were just... You're tapping away.
Oh, yeah, mate. Dedicated
ready,
to the
cause. The hustle never sleeps. It is a bit all sort of weird and scary out there at the moment. What's the media doing about it?
When I say everything is cooked, I meant specifically in the media. I didn't mean... humans will be all right. We'll be okay.
We'll be okay.
Look, it's pretty... different sectors of the media industry are being affected in different ways, but...
By COVID-19, yes? Or are we talking about... Yeah,
sorry. I just assume every conversation I have right now, it's taken as read that we're talking about the global pandemic we're currently living through.
Fair play.
So the thing is that the New Zealand media environment operates on pretty thin margins at the best of times. Mm-hmm. Most organisations, most companies that operate in this environment do not have huge operating surpluses, so any small events can be impactful for them. And this is in no way a small event. So one of the first bits of discretionary spending in a business that goes when their bottom line starts to get threatened is advertising revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously is that's the lifeblood of
media outlets.
Exactly. So there's some companies that are a little bit better placed than others. The Herald, for example, because it moved recently, what was it, like a year ago, I guess, to more of a subscription premium model.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a year. Gosh.
Maybe.
Yeah, it probably has.
So I suspect, and I don't have hard numbers to back this up, but they're probably in a better position than the likes of, say, Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to weather this stuff entirely dependent, because it's all free, entirely
right.
dependent on the advertising revenue from people visiting the site. And if you think about, you know, the big ads that you see, it's tourism, it's travel companies,
mm-hmm.
it's big retailers,
mm-hmm.
and those are all businesses that are getting hit massively.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, all businesses are getting hit pretty bad.
Well, it's kind of interesting with media because it feels like media consumption goes up.
Totally.
By... people who consume media, but then because advertising gets pulled, the funding that they have actually goes down.
You're totally right, Tess. It's a weird situation that we've found ourselves in, because by and large we've made the decision that we don't really want to pay for our shit.
Mm.
So your likes
same...
of your Netflix and stuff is probably going to be fine, and in some cases I suspect maybe good. Because I
think I saw something, and I don't have the facts in front of me, but I think I saw something being like Netflix is having a spike at the moment in terms
well,
of
that
its
makes
profits,
sense, right?
Which does make sense. People are staying home and
binge-watching
TV.
To take a local example, Amazon's Lord of the Rings series, which is the most expensive television series ever produced, which is currently in production, has halted production.
Mm.
It's being shot in West Auckland at the moment. $1 billion production budget.
Just
that's had to shut down.
All these orcs just wandering the streets with very little to do now.
I know.
Causing drama.
We thought that a coronavirus was our biggest threat, but
you've
got to contend
with
the orcs.
Well, it's worth noting and saying Netflix is having a spike, but that means the company Netflix is,
yes,
the people who make
the
content
make the shows are not,
having the spike.
Well, I mean, Netflix is a production company now as well, but I mean, that's the immediate effect is that more people are watching, but the wider effect is going to be a huge net negative for everyone, Netflix included. Sky TV is pretty uniquely boned at the moment, so I've just been having a look at their share prices over the last little while. Where did I write this down? A year ago, it was at 72 cents a share, which frankly, you know, historically is not great for them. But a year ago, it was 72 cents a share. A month ago, it was 62. And today, it's 30. So they've more than halved their share price
in
a month.
That is not good.
And a lot of that is it's for a lot of reasons. Their trajectory has been downward for quite some time.
Yeah.
Less and less people have Sky subscriptions. They've basically put all their chips onto sport. They're banking the house on that. And of course now...
Not a good time for sport.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Sky Sport recently made a $40 million purchase of Rugby Pass, which is like a huge record-breaking deal for them in terms of how much that cost. And that looked like a really smart thing to do a little while ago. And I'm sort of... quoting here Duncan Grieve from The Spin-Off, who wrote a really great piece called Crisis Upon Crisis, which if people are interested in the media, they should read just to go through how the different industries are faring. But he just said, like, the Sky Pass purchase looked like a really smart buy a month ago.
Yeah.
Now, because all these tournaments are getting threatened, I mean, it honestly, in my personal opinion, could be a death knell for... for Sky Sport.
Not looking good. I've got to say that my social netball league has been cancelled, which is a big deal if
that,
you know how the social
netball... Is
that televised? No, it's not televised, but it's a big deal because when we started out, they send out an email and it's like, this is how the league works. And then it's like, in capital letters, this sentence, netball is very rarely cancelled. And then like, this includes, and it just lists like rain, snow, all these things. And then you know, pandemics obviously is one of the reasons it would actually be cancelled.
Well, the ANZ Premiership apparently is still on, and Sky have got the rights to that, so that's some netball.
Oh, there we go.
The NRL is still going. There's some weird stuff happening though in sport as well. Like, I only know this because my mate Joseph Moore is a big Phoenix fan and retweeted this. But the situation with the Wellington Phoenix right now is they're in Australia playing the A-League.
Right.
And they're doing quite well this season.
Oh, no.
And now they're stuck in Australia and they're forcing them to continue playing in the tournament. But they can't train because they're quarantined in a hotel.
Oh.
So in 2 weeks, they have to play these games for
that
a tournament
like
that they
sabotage.
Can't train for, which is insane.
Yeah.
Another thing to note is that, which we've kind of forgotten about, MediaWorks still haven't sold 3.
I was going to ask you, has TV3 sold?
Nah.
Has anyone panic bought
and,
TV3?
And I mean...
panic bought TV3. Stock up on your loop.
I really thought that
TV
joke was
going to
get lost there.
What do you want from the shops, guys? Any is the flat short anything? Toilet paper, some dishwashing liquid, and, I don't know, a television station?
None
toilet paper
those.
Would probably be the most expensive
the
bit of those
yeah.
at the moment. But, yeah, so 3 still hasn't been sold, which is very bad, you know, to be holding an asset like that and trying to shift it off at the moment. The NZME Stuff merger, or NZME's purchase buy stuff, was... That's still in limbo as well. There were a few tweets that I saw coming around from pretty reputable sources a few days ago that it seemed quite imminent, but then it hasn't happened. So I think this is a situation where everything's just changing so much day to day that no one's quite sure what to do. So it's like everything's just super unpredictable at the moment.
Yeah.
And media is a bad place to be.
I have to say, we're obviously not out of the woods and it is going to be a struggle, but I do feel somewhat relieved from the economic package. I hope that helps some of these businesses.
It's just good to see them looking at small businesses and people at the bottom of the financial food chain and being like, hey, we've got your back. You know, we see what's going on there and we're going to look after you as well. That's a good thing to see happen.
Totally. And let us end this on a positive note because we were talking about that before we got on air. And obviously, BFM doesn't back any particular political party, but boy were we feeling good.
We definitely don't.
Boy were we feeling good about, you know, that we've got, I think the 3 people in this room right now feel pretty good about the government who's in and how they've been handling it so far.
It's nice to see people who are struggling in a normal situation being looked after by this package. It's also nice to see the arts getting a big old shout out too. So
all my brothers and sisters in the arts and in hospo.
Hard out.
Hospital.
Dude, doing it tough.
Tough one.
All the friends and bands. If you do want to hear the conversation we had with the Prime Minister at 7:40 this morning, it'll be up in the B-casts after the show, by the way. And it was pretty good at breaking down how you can access that stuff too. So if you're feeling a bit freaked, it's a good one to listen back to.
I have a clip.
Hit that clip.
So this was a clip after someone was asked they're coming back into Australia and they had to self-isolate because that's the rules now.
That's the rules, yep.
And they were asked what they'd be up to during that time.
So what do you think about the isolation?
Yeah, just going to lock myself in and just punch some cones for a couple of days.
Hashtag punch some cones, Aotearoa.
You know,
love his drain pipe laugh.
The honesty in this man is just fantastic.
His girlfriend looks mortified, though, yeah. It has to be said. Hey, thank you very much, Tim. We will see you again next week.
A pleasure. Take care, everyone.
Arohanui.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.